I just want to mention that there's a shiur on Tuesday night that I also referred to earlier, highly recommended, between 6, 10, and 7 of the Rosh Hashiva. I would like to suggest that you attend that shiur. It's obligatory, and therefore I hope to see you all there, Yitzhak Hashem. It will not be on Chumash this evening, but rather it will cover the davening of Rosh Hashanah, and I think it's rather fundamental and rather basic, so I hope to see you all there. One of my balabatim this morning asked me the following question, which I think is a legitimate question, and I thought I would discuss it. He pointed out to me, and I xeroxed it for myself, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph tells us, "V'nagi b'binatenu me'rosh chodesh Elul ad Yom HaKippurim loma b'chol yom acha gemar atfila mizmo l'davar Hashem ori v'yishi boker v'erev." The Mishnah Berurah mentions the minhag, which of course we practice, to say l'davar Hashem ori v'yishi in the morning and the evening, and the Mishnah Berurah tells you v'nagim loma shmini atzeres v'yad b'chlal. We say it through shmini atzeres. The Mishnah Berurah does not cite any reasoning, any rationale for this minhag. The Kiddush Hanoch actually does bring a basis to this minhag, which of course is the Medrash that I discussed about a week ago, actually the first Shabbos that I was here. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk, the Davar Hashem Ori refers to Rosh Hashanah, Yishi refers to Yom Kippur, and there's even a Medrash that says, Ki Tzvinenim B'Suko is the remnants of Sukkot. That's one minhag. The second minhag that's also operative and one that we are knowing to follow, again quoted by the Paskin, mentioned already in the tour, Rosh Chodesh Elul Matzilim Lekor HaShofar V'Chol Yom Yimei Elul. We begin to blow the shofar every day in Chodesh Elul. And of course the basis for that minhag, as we know, as the tour writes at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, La'orei Rasanu L'Tshuva U'La'avei V'Satan. We're trying to confuse the Satan, and we also want to arouse ourselves to do tshuva. So the Balabas asked me the following question this morning. It troubled him apparently immensely. What is the Seder Advarim? First we blow shofar, and then we say L'davar Hashem Erev Yishi. He asked me, really the Seder should have been reversed. First we should complete the Seder Atzvila, including L'davar Hashem Erev Yishi, because that's a Perek of Tehillim. And since at the end of davening, as you know, we say the mizmor for the particular day that we are holding at. So then following upon the heels of that, we should say the davar Hashem Erev Yishi, and then blow the shofar. Why is the Seder Advarim first shofar? To even the shofar somehow generates an obligation now to say the davar Hashem Erev Yishi. I thought it was a legitimate question, but I answered him al regel achat. I'm not going to tell you what I answered, because otherwise it would take the entire 10 minutes of time. However, having thought about it, the rest of the morning, I came to a different conclusion as to what the answer is. And the answer is based, I believe, on a famous stira that all the Paskim talk about. A well-known stira that needs many, many hours of explication, but the basic stira is regarding the nature of Rosh Hashanah, a Gemara in Erechim that's also well known. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes the Halacha, the Pesukim bring it down, that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur would seem to be legitimate Yavim Tovin, that should be Mechayim and Hallel. One of the criteria for the saying of Hallel is Yom Tov, that's the Gemara in Erechim, or the Gemara in Sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara raises the question, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And the Gemara has a famous answer in Erechim and Daf Yud. Omer Abi Abohu, Efshem Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din Besifrei Chayim Besifrei Meitzim Tzuchim Lepona Abi Yisrael Omim Shira. Is it possible that we are being judged, which is what takes place on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We're talking about Yimei Adin. Besifrei Chayim Besifrei Meitzim Tzuchim Lepona, and Kal Yisrael should say Shira. So clearly the Medrash that the Gemara is quoting indicates that somehow Hallel would not be appropriate on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when a Jew is standing before the Ribono Shel Olam about to be judged, his case being adjudicated in the high tribunal, as it were. There's no basis for saying Shira. Of course, the difficulty with this Gemara immediately is with any other number of Divrei Chazal. I'll just mention one of them, namely a tour in the beginning of Pasuk Tayav, also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. They have the tour comments in the name of the Medrash. I'm not going to read the entire Medrash that I xeroxed just this morning. Kimi Gal Gadol, and the Medrash goes on to say, Avo Yisrael Einam came, what do we do? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Loshim Levanim, Umisatim Levanim. This might be the Makkah for a Kippel. The truth is, Nikra Adin, a Kippel is not required of Rosh Hashanah. This Medrash perhaps may be a remnant for a Kippel. There's a Makkah for a Kippel on Yom Kippur, not a Rosh Hashanah. There are those who wear a Kippel only on Yom Kippur, not a Rosh Hashanah. It will also become common for many to wear a Kippel on Rosh Hashanah as well, perhaps based on this Medrash. Loshim Levanim, Misatim Levanim, Umigalchim Skanam, Umichatim Tiporneim, the Torah quotes a Medrash that says that we eat and drink and we're very happy in Rosh Hashanah. Because we are confident, we are certain that Hashem is going to perform a miracle for us, namely Hashem is going to expiate for our sins and is going to essentially treat us favorably. So this Medrash, which is quoted by the Torah, indicates clearly that Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Simcha. It says that Ochrim, B'Shosim, U'Smeichim, Rosh Hashanah. The Zilma Goyim, the Bir Agua, also quotes the Pasuk in Nechemya, that the Pasuk indicates Ichlu, Mashmanim, U'Shesu Mamtakim, Kichevas Hashem Imbo'utchem, also implies that there's a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, Achil Oshtia, and there are many other spirits that one could ask, and I could actually cite for you approximately 20 makaros in either direction, which will indicate that on the one hand, as I said, Rosh Hashanah is a zman of din, a zman of yira, a zman of pachad, and therefore shira is not in place. We don't say how. On the other hand, it's clear that from this medrash and other makaros as well, that Rosh Hashanah is a zman of simcha. That's the famous sira that many ask already. The truth is, as far as the issue of halel, there's no kasha. I heard from the Rav Zecheinu de Bracha a number of times, and basically it said over the name of Rav Chaim that there's a famous diyuk in Lashon HaRambam, Paragim of Chanukah. The Rambam there, when he quotes the Dinim of Hallel, he also mentions Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes in Halach Agav, Paragim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Ein Bohem Hallel. There's no Hallel on these 2 days. The Pisha Hemi made Shuva, the Yira of Afachad, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. So there's a diyuk in this Rambam which is rather evident. Namely, the Rambam says that in order to be Chayiv and Hallel, what must you have? What the Rambam calls Simcha Yisera, an extra dimension of Simcha. And these are days of Tshuva Yira V'Fachad, V'lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. So what do you see from the Rambam? That Rosh Hashanah has a din Simcha. And it might well be Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, what has a din Simcha? Question of what the nature of the Simcha Yom Kippur is. That's also the subject of a big discussion among the Rishonim. Most Rishonim assume there is no din Simcha Yom Kippur, except as a shirotos that indicates that the din Simcha. Rashi and in Hosea, Rashi in the Sefer called Hosea, one of the Treyosar mentions also from Atadigon, also the Mashmah is the din Simcha Yom Kippur. Exactly what the nature of the Simcha is has to be fleshed out. But what you see from this Rambam, there are two separate concepts. There's a concept called Simcha and another concept called Simcha Yisera. And the Rambam seems to indicate that you need Simcha Yisera in order to say Hallel. However, Simcha could exist without Simcha Yisera, so it's possible on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there is a din of Simcha, but there's no Hallel because that requires Simcha Yisera. Of course, that needs a lot of explanation. What is the nature of Simcha, and what is the nature of Simcha Yisera, and that I can't discuss right now. And there's another famous diyuk. Again, this diyuk actually I heard from Dashnei Kappa maybe 40 years ago, a diyuk in Lashon HaRambam, a very famous diyuk that's also made by others as well. Another Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Yom Tov. The Rambam there is talking about the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and the Rambam says the following: Shiva Simei Pesach, 7 days of Pesach, Ushmona Simei Achag, and 8 days of Chag. Which Chag is the Rambam referring to? Which Chag? Sukkot, correct. Im Shal Yomim Tovim. The Rambam is with the other Yomim Tovim. Kula Masurim Behesed B'Tainis. There's an Easter of Hesed V'Tainis. Generally, when there's a Din of Simcha, there's an Easter of Hesed V'Tainis. You're not allowed to eulogize someone who passes away. You can't fast. And the Rambam says, "Zechayev Adam B'Yosfem Sameach V'Tovayid Hu Uvanav Shenema." I'm skipping the Rambam. B'Samachta B'Chagecha. So the Rambam here mentions the Din of Simcha that relates to 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Chag, but then the Rambam is Im Shah Yom Tovim. So the Rambam already mentioned Pesach and Sukkot. So what does Shah Yom Tovim refer to? The Rambam ostensibly must be referring to which other day? Rosh Hashanah. Because otherwise, what's left? Only Shavuot from the Shalosh Regalim. And the Rambam speaks of Shah Yom Tovim. The Rambam speaks Russian Rabbin of Yom Tovim. So I hear from Avshner Kavah, later on I heard the same Diyak Vah Soloveitchik, that the Rambam obviously must be referring to Rosh Hashanah as well, that is a Din of Simcha. So apparently, what do you see? As I said, you see from the Rambam, there are two separate dinim. There's one din called Simcha, and that could be relevant to Rosh Hashanah as well. But as far as Hallel is concerned, what do you require in order to say Hallel? You require a Simcha Yisera. And therefore, there's no stira. The contradiction is resolved between the two sources that I mentioned earlier. There's a very famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. It was made famous by Brit Gaon, by Abel Soloveitchik, and he has a lot to say about this Rambam, which I think is really unbelievable. And I also heard this from Rav Soloveitchik as well, a discussion of this Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos. He said it actually in the name of his uncle, of Abel Soloveitchik. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, it's going on the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah there says, Over the Sneha Beyom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskiya, Ubishas HaHalel, Havisho Makiyas HaHalel. So the Rambam writes, The Amru Ubishas HaHalel, the Rambam makes a deal in the Mishnah, which I'm not going to go into. He tells you, Lefishalo, you're calling HaHalel, Lobo Rosh Hashanah, Lobo Yom Kippurim. The Rambam mentions this Gemara, HaHalel is not said of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lefi, Shein Yimei Avodah, V'achnoah, V'fachad, Umorah Mi'Hashem, because these are days of fear, of trepidation, the year of Mimenu, and one has to be fearful of Hashem Yisbach, a sense of awe. And then the Rambam uses the following language, and there are different girsos. You look at Rav Kapach, he has a slightly different girsa, but more or less it's the same idea. The Rambam says, Umnibrach, one has to run for one's life. And Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we are so frightened, we are in such trepidation over what our psak is going to be, that the Rambam says, one literally is ready to run, to escape. Because all of us know that we are not innocent, we are not guiltless, we're certainly guilty as charged, and therefore the automatic reaction is to run. But then the Rambam adds, Umnibrach, Umanos Eilav. To whom do we run? Says the Rambam, we run to whom? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. We run to Hashem Yisbach. That's a very striking thing. One would think one will be running away from Hashem, because obviously Hashem is the one who is judging us, who is adjudicating our case. We're going to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shofet Elyon, and yet the Rambam says, where do we run? Straight into his arms, so to speak. Utshuva v'tachnun and kir kapon v'tzlicha. And the Rambam goes on. But the language of the Rambam is unbelievable. The Rambam says that we are running, and we run directly to Hashem Yisbach. So the Brit Gaon explains, and there's a very beautiful piece of the Brit Gaon regarding this matter. Why are we running to Hashem Yisbach? A person who recognizes that he's in a, shall we say, a pot of hot water, which is what our situation is right now before Rosh Hashanah, and realizes that I have to find some escape, some refuge. So if a person really is a Baal Bitachon and has Bitachon that Hashem Yisbarach will look at his situation and will evaluate him, and hopefully Shara would be the Sarakon him, so he's going to run to the person whom he has Bitachon in, namely he has Bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach, especially if he recognizes the depth of the sorrow that he's in, if he recognizes that he literally is in a very difficult situation, so therefore he's going to quickly run to the source of his atzara, which the Rambam says, Nivrach Umanos Me'elav, he's going to run to Hashem Yisbarach. I'm not going to spell out, I think there are many, many fascinating implications of this particular Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos and what the Brit Gaon says, but perhaps we can this, with this Brit Gaon, with this Rambam, we can resolve the sphere that we mentioned at the very beginning. As far as Hallel, as far as Simcha, is there a Din of Simcha, is there not a Din of Simcha? But of course the answer is, Rosh Hashanah is a Zman of Din. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitzim Tzuchim Befanah, V'atim Omim Shira. How can we say Shira in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam who is judging us? However, we have the Bitachon that Hashem Yisbach is going to, as the Torah quoted in Medrash, he will perform a net for us. And Hashem Yisbach will have pity on us. The way the Ramban writes in Chumash, the Ramban in Chumash calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Din Berachamim. He writes that in the Tereshah HaTorah, He writes that in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, it seems to be embedded in the bracha that we say, one of the brachas of the three additional brachas that are in the Shemoneh Esrei, which are Malchus, Zecharos, and Shavuos, the head of the bracha of Shavuos end. It ends with the bracha, the Chasima, Shomea Kol Tzura, Samo Yisrael, Berachamim. And the Ramban and Chumash points out, Tzura is always found in Tanakh in the context of Din. And therefore, Hashem hears the Tzura, which is the element of Din, how does he hear it? Berachamim. Namely, there's a kind of dialectic going on. There are two forces, if you will, that are at loggerheads with one another. There's Din and Rachamim that are fighting with each other, as it were. And really, Yom Tzura is the Yom Din, Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Din, of Pachad and Yira, and Hashem Yisbarach will shower us with Rachamim. So perhaps the answer to the theory that I raised is the following. That Ein Hachanami, Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Din, Yimei Yira, V'Pachad, and Kasher away. But we recognize that the source of our salvation lies in turning to Hashem, in doing tshuva, and coming back to Him, and what the Rambam calls in Pirush HaMishnah is, Nivrach Umanos Eilav, running dafka to Hashem Yisbarach. And with this, I told the Balabas about 2 hours ago, even though I gave him one teret on the spot, I told him this is the real answer. Namely, the question we raised at the very beginning was, why do we first blow the shofar and then to the Dabar Hashem Ari? So I said the answer is, Tzvei Dinim. That essentially, first we blow the shofar to the Ma'ori what? The element of Pachad Yira, because that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's a Zman of Din. It's a Zman when we are about to be judged before the Kisei Elyon. It's the Yonim Noroim. And that's more tremendous pachad from the Eimat Hadin, as the Prophet says in Navi, Hayitaka Shofar Ba'ir V'am Lo Yechlodu. It's a pachad to blow the shofar, and people should not be frightened. And then subsequently, what do we do? Then we say, L'davar Hashem Rabbi Yishi. Because what exactly is the Tocha and Advarim of this entire Mizmar, which I discussed 3 weeks ago on Shabbos, for those who were there, and for those who remember, what is the Tocha of that Mizmar basically? The Bitochon that a Jew has in Hashem Mizbarach. It expresses that incredible bitachon that we have in Hashem Yisbarach, Vodavad Hashem Ori V'yishi Nini Ira, Hashem Ma'uskaya, Nini Efchad, Bekrov Olai Mereim, Lechol Vesori, Tzara Ra'ivali, Hen Rekosho V'lafavu, Im Tachan Olai Machane, Lo Yira Libi, Im Tachan Olai Nuchama, Bezol Tani Boteach, Ach Asher Al Dinis Hashem, Otsa Habakesh, V'chulu V'chulu. And the reason why I say this is because when one examines very carefully the Tzilas of Rosh Hashanah, which I have been examining for many, many decades, and which I have zocha to hear many, many shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik, Luchayim Lizracha about, anyone who looks at the Tzilas of Rosh Hashanah is absolutely struck by this dialectic. It appears to come out everywhere you go, throughout the entire Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. I'll just give you one example, which is also very fascinating. In the Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah, we have, in the third bracha, before HaMelech HaKadosh, we say, V'chein tein pachtuch HaShem Elokeinu HaKol Ma'aseka. A rather lengthy introduction to the Brach of HaMelech HaKadosh, which seemingly is not in place because most of it relates to Malchios. And our Soloveitchi felt that that particular section is an indication that there's another psak of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who passed away Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we have combined two brachas. I'll discuss it tonight. But there's still an element of Malchios, residual element of Malchios that's in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is the psak of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's based on Yerushalmi. It's also based on Rishonim, indicate that you can postulate either position, but the reason why I'm telling you this is the following. And the Rav used to ask this kasha many, many times. So which word, which noun there, obviously hits you in the face? The word pachtecha, pachat. And then we say, the emoskal kol ma'aseh barasa. What hits you in the face? The word ema. And then the yiroka kol ma'aseh, which, what hits you in the face? Yira. And then b'shtachavu b'chalavu dolaburim. So a psychiatrist once asked the Rav Soloveitchik, what are they trying to do? Intimidate us. Psychologically, it's not a healthy thing to do. A psychiatrist says to Rav, why would the Nuschei Hatzila, or those that were in the Mechaber of the Nuschei Hatzila, why are they trying to somehow frighten us? So Rav Soloveitchik said to this psychiatrist that without guilt, we would not do tshuva. So it's good to have pachad, it's good to have yira, it's good to have ema, it's good to have ishtachavah. But another answer that's suggested by the Mefarshim and the Siddur, each of these words has a different meaning. And this would require also a lengthy arichut. Pachad is one type of fear, Ema is the second type of fear, Yir is the third type of fear, Ishtachavah is the fourth type of fear. So I would like to suggest what's happening here is the following. Exactly what the Rambam describes in Pirush HaMishnah. Pachad is a fear where a person is gripped with a tremor, a person is literally frightened, a person is in a very difficult situation in straitened circumstances, and from Pachad we go to Ema, which may be a lesser kind of fear. There's an achogis among the Mefarshim, which of the two actually is more severe, but assuming that we're going actually min hachomer el hakal, And then we go to Yira, because Yira, as you know, applies to a Rebbe, Yira applies to a parent. It's a more intellectual kind of fear. It's a fear which is founded upon a veneration, a derecherus, respect I should have my parents. And finally, Yishtachavah, where I'm, the Gemara says in the Gila and elsewhere, Pishu Yadayim Ragayim, I'm totally prostrate in front of Hashem Yisbarach. I know basically what's happened is, initially we have a physical kind of fear. It's like the fear of a horse, let's say you're galloping on a horse, going horseback riding, and you're having a great time. And on this jaunt, and then suddenly the horse and you find yourself in front of a precipice, in front of a, shall we say, a rather deep-looking gorge or ravine. And guess what? The horse is galloping so quickly, you're about to go into the ravine. So what is going to, shall we say, how will you feel? You'll feel a fair degree of pachad, to say the least. So that pachad is how we are introduced to the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. But little by little, we realize that pachad is where is it taking place in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. And that will lead to Ema, that will lead to Yira, and hopefully ultimately that will lead to Hishtachavah, frustrating oneself, Pish Yadayim Ragvayim. And basically it's a dialectic taking place. It's Mivrach. The Mivrach comes from the original Pachad, the sense of Din, the sense of awe, but ultimately that should translate itself into the greatest schus that a Jew has, is to be able to be in the presence of Hashem. Even though I know I'm being judged, my case is being adjudicated, I'm standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's acting as the Shofet Elyon, the ultimate judge, the one who's going to adjudicate my case, and Chas v'Shalom, who knows what could happen, but the fact that I'm in presence of Ribbono Shel Olam means that I'm in good hands. See, many years ago there was a advertisement, I think it was Allstate Insurance, you're in good hands with Allstate. They still have it?
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. Anyway, so basically, even though I am being judged, but who is judging me? The answer is Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's great to be judged by the Ribbono Shel Olam and to be in his presence. That itself, even though there's tremendous pachad, at the same time, tremendous simcha. Just want to make one comment, one last comment. Rabbi Olshin has this exotic book about him. And therefore, the comment being, I always look forward to the Tzvila of Hashem Yom Kippur the entire year. I love the Tzvila of Hashem Yom Kippur. I say Shalosh Pam Bashana 3 times a year, 3 days a year I daven, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, I probably have a dinner of a shaita who's talking about tefillah. I don't have a chance to say the tefillah of Kabbalah Kabbana. The davening is so quick, come out everywhere I go, except in my own shul. But other than that, I don't have the ability to daven properly. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I daven properly. I've heard from many, many people the davening in the yeshiva here is absolutely wondrous, fantastic, absolutely beyond belief. And I still remember the davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm talking about from close to 6 decades ago. As a youngster, I grew up, I heard Baba Batim daven with their entire heart and soul. The tefillah went right through me, went through my bones. And today, I still use the same nigunim. I haven't changed my nigunim. In my shul, there are 2 people who daven Musa Rosh Hashanah. One is Rabbi Happy Clappy, and people love him. They love Rabbi Happy Clappy because he has nigunim from Kalbach, and this one and that one. Has nothing to do with Musa HaTefillah, zero. However, he's Happy Clappy. And the second day, Rabbi Fire and Brimstone daven. That's me. No Nigunim, no Kalbach, no music, just treacherized city. And of course, that's Nusach going back to the Marisha, and that's the Popowitz Davin. But unfortunately, your Doroth can't handle it, and it's not to our Doroth. But anyway, you should look forward to the Tefillah and the Yeshiva here, because it has in it the element of Yemei Adin, and at the same time, hopefully, the recognition I'm running right into Hashem Yisbarach's hand, Allstate Insurance Company. Thank you.